Thank you and good afternoon. Monday morning, sheriff's deputies responded to a market in Orleans and contacted a woman who was reportedly selling narcotics out of her vehicle. 31-year-old Roberta Garrison was detained after the contacting deputy smelled the odor of marijuana from Garrison's vehicle. A search of the vehicle almost turned up 4 pounds of marijuana, a small amount of heroin, and methamphetamine. Deputies also found numerous types of medication in the vehicle, including hydrocodone, morphine, and hydromorphone. Garrison did not have prescriptions for any of the medication, and she was subsequently booked into county jail on numerous drug charges. Humboldt State University has sent a be on the lookout for Jonathan Marcus Wardell, who has a restraining order out in his name from an HSU student. University and Arcata police confirmed that Wardell has been on campus attempting to contact the student who filed the restraining order against him. Wardell is a 24-year-old white male, 6'1", 180 pounds, and has blonde hair and blue eyes. Wardell has also been known to wear military fatigues. Over the weekend, Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to a reported stabbing in the 2300 block of Refuse Road in Covelo. Upon arrival, deputies contacted the victim, 48-year-old Eugenia Phillips, who suffered multiple life-threatening stab wounds to her torso at the hand of her sister, Audrina. The two sisters had gotten into an argument over property, and the argument quickly became physical and violent once Audrina brandished a knife and stabbed Eugenia multiple times. Two men who witnessed the stabbing restrained Audrina for several minutes before she fled the scene on foot. Audrina was later transported to a local hospital for treatment of minor injuries she sustained during the fight. However, deputies arrested her after she was released from the hospital. Audrina was booked into Mendocino County Jail on an attempted murder charge. The United States Postal Service boasts the largest civilian vehicle fleet, as 4.3 million miles are driven every day by 192,000 vehicles to deliver mail. However, Congressman Jared Huffman, along with fellow colleagues, sent a letter to the Postal Service urging them to modernize their vehicle fleet. The Postal Service recently began a three-year process to obtain more than 180,000 new vehicles through the Next Generation Delivery Vehicle Acquisition Program. However, members wrote in the letter that although this program is an important step to modernizing their vehicle fleet, more is needed. Part of the letter also mentioned that they believe stronger and more specific requirements must be included for the upcoming request for proposal to realize the full potential for efficiency, durability, and clean vehicle technology. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A man who committed two burglaries was convicted and sentenced to 8 years in prison. Dan Squire has more.
The district attorney's office announced on Monday that Benaiah Tabatite, the man arrested for committing two bank robberies in Eureka in April, pleaded guilty to those two robberies and was sentenced by Judge Timothy Cisna to 8 years in prison. After being found by Eureka police nearly unconscious on the front porch of a Eureka residence on May 2nd, Tabatite was arrested and booked into county jail, where he later attempted suicide by hanging. He was taken to the hospital for treatment and then made an attempt to escape, but was prevented from doing so, but was sentenced to 6 years in prison for that escape attempt. The sentences will be served concurrently. DA Maggie Fleming said the quick investigation by Eureka police allowed for the swift resolution of the case and removed a dangerous man from city streets.
Thank you, Dan. Arcata police investigating a suspected home invasion robbery that left a resident dead from a gunshot wound has resulted in the arrest of one of three suspects. The victim has been identified as 38-year-old Arcata resident Trevor Mark Harrison, who was pronounced dead at Mad River Hospital Saturday night. When police reached the scene, they found Harrison unresponsive with a gunshot wound to the upper left side of his chest. Three suspects, described as two men and a woman, fled the scene, and on Sunday, Arcata police arrested 28-year-old Samoa resident Kimberly Steele. Steele was booked into county jail on several charges, including homicide. The two male suspects remain at large. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.